So 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 5, right? So we see now, Timothy's a book, a pastoral letter where Timothy speaks to, Paul speaks to Timothy, left him in Ephesus, you know, you see that in the book of Acts and so forth, yeah? And really it's about keeping sound doctrine, because there's many so-called heresy teachers who speaking things that, you know, whether genealogy talks in 1 Timothy 1, it talks about they're speaking and arguing about genealogies, but it's about sound doctrine. And I'm sure here in this Baptist church, you are getting sound doctrine, you know, and that is key, you know, to keep sound doctrine, which is the church is the buttress, it's the pillar, it's the truth of God's word, and that's where we should find the truth in God's church. So we can see in the start of chapter 4, Paul solemnly charges before God and Christ Jesus, because we know God is omnipresent, he's everywhere, he sees everything, he knows all things, and everything that we do it unto the Lord. So he charges him, right, that he preaches the word in season and out season. But he also goes on to help us to be mindful, right, that there is a time where we will stand before the Lord, because in verse 1 or so, who is going to judge the living and the dead. So let us not forget that. I mean, you know, our righteousness is in God in Christ Jesus, right? We know likewise, we have passed over from death into life. You know, we cannot be born again unless we die to self and rebirth in Christ Jesus. But there is a time where we will stand before the Lord. So Paul helps Timothy to know that. He speaks that and reminds him, right, before the living God, Jesus Christ, who is going to judge the living and the dead, right, at his coming and his kingdom. So that's something we can set our eyes to. So the first point, hopefully, that whatever we're doing, let's set our eyes on the eternal hope that we have in Jesus Christ, because Jesus will come with the appearing of his kingdom. That is a sure thing. You do not to be overwhelmed by the wars and the chaoses and the disturbances that is going on in life, though heart-rendering that they are. This age will not end until Jesus comes and appears with his kingdom. If we're here to see that and we're gathered up when he comes, hallelujah. Many of us might not see that day, but we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, hallelujah again. But the point is the eternal perspective. Jesus will come. So amongst all the hardship, let us just continue to strive to be faithful and speak the uncompromising word of God. So preach the word, verse 2, be ready in season and out of season. Hence, hopefully we're embedded in God's word. We're abiding in God's word. You may meet someone briefly, you know, quick little talk. How are you? I've been doing something on the weekend or whatever, a friend, non-believer or whatever. But hopefully out of season, you're not inspecting, you're not going out to evangelize, but God's word is dwelling within you. You love Jesus. You want to seek how God can use you. So hopefully, because you desire to share Christ so much in your heart, that when you have a conversation with somebody who you've not seen for a long time or doesn't know the Lord, you may be thinking to have a conversation with them that you can get to a place to plant some seeds. And that's without forcing it. It's just having that right mindset, Lord, please use me. And I believe, yes, out of season, he will give you the opportunity. I had that months ago. Someone came to fix my back garden, right? A fencing in my back garden. And likewise, I was thinking, I'd love to share the gospel with him, because he was a Cockney guy, right? He come down and I loved his tone and everything. Really Cockney-ish, you know? He looked really kind of cool and everything, right? But I just thought, you know, he's looking at me the same, but I just thought, no, well, I'm of Christ. I thought, I want to share it. So I waited till he finished and I give him a tract and then I talked to him and I shared that. He started saying to me, he believes in God, but he weren't clearly there, but I got to share something. So that was out of season. I wasn't ready, but at the same time, the disaster, I shared that. So another thing, out of season, be ready. It does say, verse 3, for the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, right? But according to their own desires, will multiply teachers for themselves because they have itchy ear to what they want to hear. So that's just right. You know, many people, yeah, they are not going to want to comply with what the Bible tells them. Many people feel that there's ways to God according to their good works. Many people feel that They just need to do a series of things and then they can enter into heaven. We know many people speak nonsense, but because of their itchy ears, they do not want to hear that they have to surrender to Jesus to be their Lord. So they go off and multiply different teachers for themselves who will tell them things like, unfortunately, some churches are promoting and speaking about now. We believe in a God of inclusion. God loves all of his creation, LGBT, transgender, whatever. God created them. He hates their sin. And that's the point here. You know, some people are frightened and fearful in communicating God's love and at the same time communicating what hinders them from knowing the living God because of their sin. And sin is sin. So we don't focus on one group of people, one set of people. Sin is sin. So it says they will turn away from hearing the truth and will turn aside to myths. They will listen to myths, things that are nonsense, things that are just hearsay. But verse 5, he talks to Timothy, he says, but as for you, and this is the same for the church, but as for you, exercise self-control in everything, enduring hardship to do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. So you may not be a natural evangelist, you may not be the preacher, you may not be the person who verbally wants to go and meet strangers and tell them about Jesus. But likewise, you too, verse 5, exercise self-control in everything. Endure hardship. Hardship, we're in difficult times. Hardship, people talk about the church. People don't want to hear you speak about Christ. You know, people will identify you as a Christian, right? You can suffer hardships. You can seem ostracized, right? But you endure that. The gospel is one of suffering. Timothy talks about that. You endured hardship, right? Because you're just embodying Christ. He demonstrated what this hardship is about and he went through that. But the point is, do the work of an evangelist. So even if you're doing it in deeds, even if you're going to do it in a loving way by supporting people, helping people, you know, being generous in whichever way, that is still a ministry because you're displaying God's love and your care for that person or group or individual. So you fulfill your ministry as you're called to do. So again, that is a quick brief. You know, a quick brief sermon, trying to keep within the time slot then. So the conclusion of this, right, is really, we are also charged before God and Christ Jesus, who is going to judge the living and the dead. What are we charged with? We have all professed, anybody in this room has professed that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Saviour. You profess that you know Jesus to be your Lord and Saviour. A Lord, we bow down to him and worship him. A Lord, we come to church collectively to worship him, to lift up his name. But a Lord, likewise, we are consciously aware wherever we are, when we're away from this church building, when we're on with our spouses, when we're in working, when we're privately by ourselves, right? We should be conscious Jesus is with us. He never leaves us and forsakes us. And though we know we are all fallible, we're all broken, right? We all have areas that, Lord, help me. We all have areas in our life where I wish I didn't do that. I struggle in that area. We all have that. Nobody's exempt. None of us wants the magnifying glass to look on us. But we all struggle in that area. That's why we say, Lord Jesus, help us. So we all are charged before the living God to demonstrate that we're aware of that. We're aware of our sinful nature and our need for a Saviour, which is Jesus Christ. Because he will come one day and he will reward us for what we do while we're here. So we do not want to be those who profess him by name with our lips, but we do not display for our action. And if there's anybody in here who does not know him yet, please, I plead that you will place your trust and know that you do not have all the answers. You will stand before the judge. You can understand the fig oil judge. You can understand on this earth, the judge has somebody in front of them. What do you plead, guilty or not guilty? They may plead not guilty, but they are found guilty. And the eternal judgment is something that no Christian, no believer would want. We also know God's heart is that none should perish, his desire. So at the appearing of his kingdom, he will come again. So let us be gospel focused. Let us be kingdom focused. Let us be kingdom mindful. And let us seek in season and out of season. Because in season and out of season, really, again, that helps us to live out who we are. That is who we are. And we know the challenge in the world. I do expect, you know, that many of you in various spheres of life and your circle, some places, that it may not feel so comfortable to freely reveal who you are or speak about what you believe or contradicts what somebody else is saying, where there's a majority of worldly people might speak and say things and you might want to challenge and say, that's not really so. Everybody's not like that. I don't believe in that. I do believe there's a better way. I believe there has to be a God. Like, life has to have a purpose and make sense. But often we cower away because we feel they're going to gang up on us. But we too, we want to grow to know that we're not ashamed of the gospel. We know it's the power of God for salvation unto those who believe. And in doing that, your boldness, your courage, God can do more than we can consider he can do. So it's a lesson. It's something that we all grow to do. So I do encourage, just have Christ in your heart and at the forefront of your mind and trust that he will do that. So, they're the points I just want to give you, and I hope that encourages you this evening.